Evolutionists and secular scientists continue to hope they will find life on Mars or evidence that living things were there in the past. On today's Creation Moment, we examine some of the quote-unquote evidence they are pinning their hopes on. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
The first sentence of another article about Mars on a popular science website immediately grabbed my attention. Iron-rich rocks near ancient lake sites on Mars could hold vital clues that show life once existed there, research suggests. Listeners and readers of Creation Moments will recognize that the phrase "research suggests" is a typical example of fuzzy words, phrases used by evolutionists as get-out clauses to avoid them definitively saying that some evolutionary process actually happened. So what clues can be found? It's suggested that the rocks in question are sedimentary rocks. On Earth, we would tend to find fossils in sedimentary rocks. The article goes on to suggest that these sediments were formed during the Noachian epoch on Mars, a period in which they believe that large parts of the surface of Mars were covered with water. They believe that this epoch was between 3 and 4 billion years ago. This is also the timescale in which evolutionists believe that life evolved on Earth. It would seem odd, therefore, for them to expect fossils. To be fair, the article is suggesting that these rocks could feature as a possible landing site for a NASA rover mission. What if such a Mars rover finds evidence of microfossils? Will that be the end of the Bible as a source of authority? Of course not. The Bible is true and will remain true whatever discoveries are made. It is unlikely that microfossils will be found, but if they are, there will be a perfectly good biblical explanation.
Visit us at creationmoments.com and enter your email address at the bottom to get your free copy of Ian Taylor's latest ebook, 25 Short Answers to Big Questions About Creation, or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.